Hello and welcome as we enjoy the view from the Lakeview Studios at Mohegan Sun Casino and Resort in Uncasville, Connecticut, where yours truly is setting up shop for the weekend, joining my crew, Brian Custer, Al Bernstein, Raul Marquez, Steve Farhood, Jimmy Lennon, and the entire Showtime Championship Boxing team for Showtime Championship Boxing's first event of 2021, a triple header. It's coming your way Saturday, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Showtime and TSN2 in my home and native land, Canada. You know, when I started the monologue, I thought it would be gone in 60 seconds. Yet here we are, episode number 60. Two straight months of audio sunshine and infotainment. If you like what you hear, please, I'm begging you, share it with 11 people in your social circle. Monologue is available on Anchor and Spotify, and to the powers that be at Apple, I'm waiting. I don't want to keep you waiting. You may be double parked, so here comes the fastest 15 minutes or less of podcast power. Well, today marks a dark day in our history. January 22nd, 2020, China locked down the city of Wuhan and its 11 million people in an effort to control COVID-19 with a then official death toll of 17 and over 500 people ill. We all know what happened next, the worst year of our lifetimes. As the COVID-19 vaccine becomes publicly available across the U.S. and the world, we are each faced with making the choice about taking the vaccine for ourselves and or our loved ones. In addition to the concerns that the general public may have, National Alliance on Mental Illness, of which I am proud to be an ambassador, recognizes the complex history of distrust, discrimination, and access challenges for many people who also experience mental illness. NAMI is bringing together experts from diverse specialty areas for a webinar, a focus on the evolving science of vaccines, barriers to access, and the presence of medical skepticism in marginalized communities. Moderator and NAMI Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ken Duckworth will be joined by a panel of experts, and you can watch Thursday, January 28, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. in the Tupac time zone. Promising news for seniors, by the way, a demographic, of course, that's been hit particularly hard by the pandemic. Eli Lilly said that its antibody drug prevented coronavirus infections among nursing home staff and residents in a clinical trial. Man, that's promising news. Meanwhile, a 103-year-old Massachusetts man who has lived through the Spanish flu and the polio outbreak received the COVID-19 vaccine this week. Mr. Kent said that these three were nothing compared to escaping from the planet Kryptonite. Well, former Pride FC Superman Fyodor Emelianenko was recently hospitalized in Moscow after contracting COVID-19. Emelianenko said, and I quote, "I feel fine. I'm going into recovery. I'm grateful to the doctors and medical staff for their care and hard work." The 44-year-old Emelianenko hasn't competed in mixed martial arts since his technical knockout victory over fellow Pride veteran Quentin Rampage Jackson under the Bellator MMA banner back in late 2019. And I certainly hope I get to be cage side for Bellator MMA here in the new year. The Last Emperor, by the way, expected to return for the final fight of his illustrious combat sports career at some point later this year. And as someone who spent 3 years as the voice of Pride fighting championships, I really, really hope that I'll be there, at least to witness it. Well, I hope all of us are there to witness it. By the way, Fedor's victory against, and it's actually Fyodor victory against Mirko Krokop for the Pride Heavyweight Championship in front of like over 40,000 fans at Saitama Super Arena in Japan. No hyperbole, even though hyperbole is the greatest word ever. no hyperbole when I say that the promotional video that aired prior to the showdown, which at the time was the most anticipated battle in MMA heavyweight history, the production values, the story, the feature told, simply incredible. One of the most powerful pieces I have seen as a combat sports announcer. Kudos to the Fuji TV production team. Their production values rival anything coming out of Hollywood. And speaking of Tinseltown, next month marks 8 years since Netflix launched House of Cards, its first wholly original series. About a week before the show's debut, the streamer announced it was starting off 2013 with a then stunning 27 million U.S. subscribers. That's 33 million worldwide. By April of 2017, Netflix would boast more than 100 million global subscribers, having tripled its member base in less than 4 years. And this past Tuesday, the entertainment giant cruised past the 200 million subscriber mark, doubling its tally from 44 months earlier. Can you say cord cutting? It is safe to say the Netflix experiment is going well. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. Disney is proving that life is but a stream with a major success of Disney Plus. Last week, the service debuted WandaVision. Have you seen this thing? It's the very first and very weird, in a good way, Marvel-branded scripted series. Show is steeped in references to American sitcoms from the 50s and 60s. Disney Plus will make all 5 seasons of The Muppet Show available for streaming. It's time to get things started. When I was a club DJ in my hometown of Abbotsford, I was christened Animal after the Hyper Muppets drummer. Did I tell you the name of the club was called Animals? When it comes to the competition, Netflix espouses its major hit, Cobra Kai's mantra, strike first, strike hard, no mercy. Oh, and always sweep the leg. Well, there have been sweeping changes when it comes to the way we watch our programs. CBS All Access is going to make its long-anticipated transition to Paramount Plus on March 4, with owner Viacom CBS scheduling a preview of the rebranded service on February 24th. February 24th also happens to be El Guapo Bas Rutten's birthday. He was ringside with me for the Fedor versus Mirko Krokop showdown. And in fact, he's the reason I was in Pride Fighting Championship. So happy early birthday to Bas Rutten. But guess what? February 24th also happens to be Floyd Mayweather's birthday. And Mayweather Promotions co-promoting tomorrow night's return to the fight sphere for Showtime Championship Boxing. And as I mentioned at the top, but I will reiterate, for those of you that joined us late, which is impossible to do on a podcast, we are going to be on the air at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Showtime and TSN2 in the True North Strong and Free. So make sure you get on the phone, tell your friends and family to check it out. Hey, speaking of Alexander Graham Bell's invention, according to a study, talking on a phone makes 18 to 25-year-olds drive like they're 70. Yeah, driving like an elderly person won't make young drivers stop using their phones, unless the phones also make them pass gas, shrink below the steering wheel, and leave their blinker on. Well, my 18-year-old nephew Roberto will get his driver's license in a few months. Hopefully, he's not a ghost rider like his brother Massimo, a.k.a. Leadfoot, a.k.a. Moss Destruction. And both of my nephews possess, well, massive appetites. And they love Nonna Ranallo's cooking, especially her homemade gnocchi. However, more than half of the adults that were surveyed, you know, again, we're all about the studies here. More than half of adults are stuck in a rut when it comes to meals, eating just 6 different meals on a loop. A study of adults found that 59% tend to cook the same dishes and rotate them throughout the week. Well, as a bachelor, I'm proud of the improvements I've made in the kitchen. I now know how to make toast from scratch, and I'm really excited to report that I successfully boiled water. Call me Butter, because I am on a roll, baby. Shout out to NXT superstar Adam Cole, baby. He's one of my favorite people in the pro wrestling business. Terry Taylor is another one. In fact, Double T has listened to all 59 previous episodes of Morologue, a true friend of the show. And I was a big fan of Taylor's work in the ring, especially his time spent in the Universal Wrestling Federation in 1986, the same year I started my professional wrestling career at the age of 16 with the Universal Wrestling Alliance in my native British Columbia. The biggest star I worked with at the time was fellow Canadian, the now deceased Big John Tenta, who went on to enjoy great success in WWE as Earthquake. Tenta feuded with the company's biggest star, Hulk Hogan, and actor Chris Hemsworth is preparing to play Hulk Hogan in an upcoming film. Five of the artists who performed on inaugural day have headlined Super Bowl halftime shows. In case anyone wants to bet on the weekend for a 2024 inauguration slot, although he might be busy that weekend. Oh, sorry, inauguration day never happens on the weekend. But I'm working on the weekend like usual, and everybody's working for the weekend. Shout out Canadian rock band Loverboy. The powers that be turn me loose to do Morologue 7 days a week. Music is medicine, although for some it may lead them to require medicine. Each year, some 250,000 people around the world are injured by a musical instrument. I have proof. When I play the accordion, it hurts everyone's ears. Well, hearing your lotto numbers called would be music to anyone's ears. The prize for today's Mega Millions drawing is up to $970 million, almost $1 billion, the third largest prize in U.S. lottery history. And hey, the odds of winning, 1 in 302,575,350. The odds of making it as a rapper are probably even higher, unless you have Lil or Baby or Drake in your stage name. Speaking of people with more bars than a state penitentiary, Morologue's A to Z of Music has reached the letter R for rapper Russ. And unfortunately, due to the fact I'm on the road for Showtime Championship Boxing, that's not unfortunate. That's how I pay my bills. But the keyboard warrior version of a Russ song will have to wait, because it would have gotten ugly if I would have tried to bring my full-size keyboard as carry-on luggage. I refuse to check bags. So your favorite part of the show will return on Monday. Today's Morovation comes from former First Lady of the United States, Eleanor Roosevelt, who said, "Never allow a person to tell you no who doesn't have the power to say yes." Well, in the words of WWE Cruiserweight Classic broadcast partner Daniel Bryan, yes, yes, yes. You know, I worked with a lot of broadcast partners during my time with WWE. Way too many, if you ask me. And Bryan was my favorite. I wish we would have worked together more. In the words of Fleetwood Mac, oh well. Thanks for listening. Please be calm, be kind, be safe. Wash your hands regularly, mask up, and keep fighting the good fight. Mamma mia, Morawana is the shit.